SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right. It is the good, the bad, and the dumb here on Wake Up Call. Before we do this, I did want to give props to Michael on Twitter. He found another Sports Illustrated article that was done in 1993. As Cheers was ending, the magazine did a whole article on the career of Sam Malone. It was awesome. It was really well done. Good find, Michael, on Twitter. That was great. They used pictures of Ted Danson in a Red Sox uniform, talked about his career. Really good stuff by Sports Illustrated.
I remember
at the
that
time
one,
to
too.
Celebrate. Remember that? Yeah. That's a really good find. I forgot about it, but now I do remember that article. That was really one of their classics. All right, let's get to the good of the day today.
You know what? I have something for you to binge watch.
All right, please.
If you're looking for something nostalgia, we moved on from Tiger King. We're needing something more to binge watch.
Yep.
Hasbro. Released 15 full episodes of G.I. Joe to YouTube.
The cartoon?
The cartoon.
Oh, awesome. Is that the one where, like, hey, kids, don't do drugs
exactly.
at the end of, like, each one of those?
Yeah.
G.I. Joe. Oh, that's awesome.
Yep. What was the tagline in that? The more you know or something like that?
The more you know. Yeah, something like that. Yeah. But
and knowing is half the battle.
And knowing is half the battle. Is that the one where the Cobra had the high-pitched voice?
Yes.
And it was like, get G.I. Joe! That one?
So, yeah. So, I mean, for me, that's my childhood.
That's pretty
cool. I grew up watching those. I couldn't wait to get home from school to watch those cartoons. So, me, it's like, I know what I'm doing this weekend with my boys.
That's awesome.
Saturday morning cartoons. I'll let the wife sleep in. It's like, guys, we got some watching to do.
You know, I was talking to my wife the other day. I said, you know what somebody needs to do for the little kids, like, because it's scary and it's kind of a scary time. Is anybody putting out all of, like, the Mr. Rogers episodes, or at least, like, 50 of them that people...
Yeah, they should. Yeah.
He was such a calm voice in a lot of things. I mean, look, it was always different things every generation was going through at the time, but for little kids to have someone like that they can watch and sort of... I'm surprised nobody's gone. You're going to throw a bunch of Mr. Rogers on.
You took that to the opposite, man. I'm going, like, all right, let's go on full battle mode.
I want Saturday morning. Like, to me, if you can bring me back, like Boomerang did this, where you got, like, if I can get Laugh Olympics again, like the Hanna-Barbera Laugh Olympics, I would watch it every day.
I know. I kind of miss that. When you wake up Saturday morning, there are no cartoons.
There are no cartoons. Like, I used to sit around till like noon doing nothing, watch
endless
parades.
Is it noon or until your mom said, okay, you got to get out of the house?
You know how big Saturday morning cartoons were? Saturday morning cartoons were so big, they actually had a primetime show to tell you what the Saturday morning lineup was going to be.
Yeah.
So you used to watch it, and they go like, and coming up this fall Saturdays, we've got Pac-Man Arcade Hour, and it'd be like a Pac-Man cartoon. You'd be like, ah, it was that big of a deal, and now it's gone. It's absolutely gone. And it's too bad, too. I used to love it. I used to love it, Saturday mornings. But that is a great find. You know, Disney Plus has Spider-Man and his amazing friends with
the original Firestar.
Firestar and the Iceman? Is that who it was?
I think you're right, yeah.
His buddies, like they would fight the Green Goblin and stuff.
Tony?
Yeah, his friends. They had that weird apartment where he pushed a button and all of a sudden everything switched to computers. And...
Well, I mean, all the houses did that, didn't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
who's the construction company that had to keep quiet on all that stuff?
Well, you had to off them.
Yeah, you had
let's
to make
be,
sure that they
real.
Were done. Yes. Job's done. We put all this crime-fighting stuff. I don't know why you would need that, but it's all set and ready to go. Can we settle up here? Yeah, if you guys wouldn't mind stepping into this room right over here. we'll settle all that up with you guys.
Or maybe they had the Men in Black mind eraser.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was.
So yeah, I don't... You know why we got this check? This large check? No.
Exactly.
Well, it's in our account.
It's in our account. But that's a great find, yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of excited. You know, I'm going to pull them aside and say, hey, listen, boys, I think it'll be exciting for them. I don't know.
I do, too.
You know, yeah, I mean, they're really big into Star Wars Rebels, so I'm like, all right, this is my youth. I'm gonna
Star Wars Rebels is great.
Oh, it's fantastic.
It's great.
In the Clone Wars, you know, they're a lot of fun. And I'm like, you know, for me, it's like, okay, you know what? I'm going to try to... bring you from this. I said I'll try to pitch it to him like, hey, it's like Fortnite.
Yeah. very good.
I don't know
good.
If that'll work, but hey, we'll give it a shot and see.
You're creating great memories. Some of my best memories with my son was getting him to watch some old cartoons that he enjoyed and he ended up really liking, you know, when he was a certain age. It's great. It's
in
really
fact,
good stuff.
You know, one of the things, speaking of cartoons, we're going to miss out on because they usually show it during the Olympics. Do you remember that cartoon Animal Olympics?
Yeah, I remember totally that. Yeah.
Usually they show it around this time.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things that you can't find. Like, I don't know if they ever put it on DVD. You can find it on VHS if you go to eBay.
Yeah.
But who has a VCR?
No. That's true. That's true.
So, I mean, I need that released in high def. Even if you want to remake it,
yeah,
just use
right.
the same voices, just, you know, put it into today's, I don't know, maybe don't even remake it.
That is a very good good. All right, so now what's the bad?
The bad of the day, Joe Buck.
Okay, I saw this. If you've got the right bad, I really enjoy this story.
Yeah, Joe Buck, you know, out of the good graces of his heart and probably pure boredom.
Sure.
Is, you know, has offered to narrate your life, you know, to do some play-by-play of your life. And it's been fantastic. We've aired some.
Yeah, we have.
You know, and I mean, he's taken a step further. I mean, he was talking, you know, he did one I was watching where a guy was just grilling and flipping burgers or flipping steaks or something. He's narrating, and it sounds great. It's perfect. But one thing he won't do, and he's asking people to stop sending him your sex tapes.
Unbelievable. It was a matter of time, wasn't it?
Of course it was.
It was just a
people
matter of
no
time.
People have no shame.
They can't help themselves. People can't help themselves. You know, right?
This is his actual statement on it. I've had a couple of submissions from, let's say, a man and a woman that just didn't seem appropriate to put my voice to in this stage of my life. Maybe later in life, but not now.
That's a great line. That's a great line. Because he's anticipating a time where he's really old and that kind of stuff might be needed in his life just to remind him of youth and vigor.
Or, you know what? Let's be real. That could become the next sport.
True.
You know, the only sport worth having is this one right here.
I know. Oh my God! 9 months from now, we're gonna have a ton of kids.
Yeah, we are.
It's just gonna be a population boom.
But like when I saw this on Twitter, one of the threads that started following after that was, would you want him to narrate it when you can have Gus Johnson?
Well, that's the key, right? Like, so if you're gonna send a sex tape to a broadcaster, you got to go Gus Johnson.
You know, or
he brings a little bit more pizzazz to the event than Joe Buck does.
Or the name has escaped me. Harlan. I can't remember his name.
Kevin Harlan.
He does
a great job, too.
Yes.
He would do a great job, too. He's very exciting.
I think our good friend Eitan, he might have mentioned Marv Albert.
Marv Albert?
Gotta go the yes.
Would be decent. Yeah, that would be decent.
But I don't know if you want to have the yes over and over again.
See, what you don't want is to send your sex tape to Joe Buck and have it come back where Buck goes, and that is a disgusting act, and I can't believe we have that on our air. Like, oh, that's
no, you want that.
I guess you would want that so badly. I guess if you had Joe Buck commenting on your sex act with that line, I guess that's a badge of honor that you would take pride in, right?
You'd have to.
Buck, it's awesome. I'm curious. How many people sent Buck sex tapes during this thing?
Yeah, I think all of them.
Do you think 100? 1,000?
Easily.
How many people went, yeah, honey, I'm sending this to Joe Buck? She's like, no, you're not. Yes, I am. You're gonna like what's coming back. I can imagine. Imagine Joe Buck opening up all of these videos going, oh, God, again? Oh, my God. Oh, okay. Can I find some kid hitting a wiffle ball? Has anybody got that? Oh, look at that. Look at those two. Oh, God. All right. Is anybody doing anything like reading a book? Anything at all?
That's
please.
A real page turner.
Oh, God. I need something. Oh, my goodness.
Yep. No, it's more. But, you know, I mean, you think about this, too. He might have a side gig coming up.
He could.
You know, where he could just start releasing these videos anonymously on some site and making some money. Because, let's face it, I mean, he's not getting paid right now, right?
Oh, my God. Joe Buck porn is not going to be a thing, is it?
It might be. It might be, Tony. We might have to get ready for that. That's the new reality we face in these troubling times.
That's when you stand up and you go, I've called 5 Super Bowls, people. I've done every World Series since 2002. I mean, what's wrong with you people? Like, whatever it is, whatever his record is for that stuff. Yeah.
It was his first World Series. I was 29 when I called my first World Series.
I was barely out of college when I called my first World Series. And now I've got Jim and Michelle on this video. I can't. No, my career is not going down this way. That's awful.
Yep.
That's awful. All right, what's
put
the
that on the is? Resume.
Yeah, I know.
I just sent you a photo.
Yes.
There's a post that went viral, and I'm hoping a lot of people saw this.
Yes.
Regarding a McDonald's meal, if you will, or a buffet.
Is McDonald's sponsoring this, or is this coming from a random?
Some guy, I'm not sure who this is. He's an influencer of some sort because he has a lot of followers. His name is Trevor Donovan, and he posted, somebody offers you $3,500 to finish everything on this tray in 90 minutes. Could/would you do it?
Okay, so what I'm counting is, I'm counting what looks like four...
double cheeseburgers.
Four double cheeseburgers or double quarter pounders, maybe. Those look
rather
large. Then it looks like a package of
20 nuggets.
20 nuggets total?
Yeah,
20 nuggets. Or is each one of those 20? It looks like 10.
Yeah.
Two large fries and four sodas.
Right.
$3,500 to consume all of that in 90 minutes.
90 minutes.
I'm a big guy and I can eat. I don't think I could.
Oh, come on now. 90 minutes, an hour and a half? You can polish that off.
I don't know. Listen, I got to be honest with you. I took a road trip one time and I was going a long way. My hotel reservation was hours away and it was already night. So I knew I had to keep going. And I pulled in to McDonald's and I got 20 McNuggets with a drink and something. And I ate the McNuggets. And I swear, I ate 20 McNuggets on this trip. I thought I was going to go blind. All right? I mean, it was.
Yeah, but it's probably because you finished them off in 10 minutes.
Yeah, maybe. So 90 minutes is a long time, though. This
90 minutes?
I might be able to swing this by.
That gives you time to sit back, relax, you know.
First of all, the fries are gone instantly. I love their fries.
Yeah.
I'm a big, big fan of their French fries. I have cravings for their French fries, which is not a good thing. But I love them. So the fries would be gone. The nuggets are good. The burgers, I think, would get... the bread would get to you in a bit.
But yeah, maybe. I don't know.
That's very
filling. I think 90 minutes, I think I could do it because there's a lot of times when you have McDonald's and you have that sometimes, you get hungry a little bit afterwards.
That's true. But the sodas, that's where it's going to really fill you up.
But
I broke that down analytically, didn't
you
I?
You did.
I did.
That might have been dumber than the picture.
In all seriousness, I could polish that off in
for $3,500.
For $3,500,
I mean, you know, there are probably harder things to do for $3,500 or worse things to do for $3,500. This one doesn't seem that bad.
No.
For $3,500, I would say, yeah, throw it my way. I'm going to give it a shot.
I mean, you'd survive it. You might get a little sick, but it's not going to kill you.
Might channel your inner Joey Chestnut.
Yeah, they're not asking you to gargle bleach here. I mean, they're asking you to eat fast food.
Hey, could you polish this off in 30 minutes? It's an hour and a half.
You
know, a movie.
Why wouldn't I just try this in general? I got nothing to do. I mean, when I'm in quarantine, call DoorDash up, get some of this delivered and
That's
see if
true.
I can do it.
That, I mean, what? You know what?
Is anybody doing that? I mean, because I would think somebody's like, you know what, dude? I just ordered this from DoorDash. I will film myself consuming this.
You might be bringing something up right now that could be a viral video, a YouTube moneymaker, if you will. You could become an influencer.
I would be like, hey, you know what? Challenge accepted. You don't have to give me the money. I'm just going to show you I could do it.
Yeah. Just follow me.
Yeah, exactly.
Just hit that like button up there in the corner.
I like your optimism. You got some optimism. You actually.
Oh, dude, I could do that in 90 minutes. Come on.
I think so too.
90 minutes.
The more I'm looking at it, man, yeah, I could do it. I could do it in 90 minutes easy.
Yeah, and the fries would have to go first, though. Because sometimes McDonald's fries, when they get too cold.
No, it's bad.
Not as good. I mean, the burgers you can have cold.
That's right.
Nuggets I can have cold. I would also need dipping sauce for the nuggets. Sorry.
Yeah, that's true. Eating them plain is kind of bad.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why I was going blind. I felt like I was going blind. I didn't have any ranch or barbecue sauce to counteract the amount of chicken nuggets I was consuming.
Man, their barbecue sauce is good. That little plastic. I don't know what that is.
All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb. It's Wake Up Call, SB Nation Radio.